And I'm going to take off what y'all just said. One thing that I've done, actually, I guess for 28 years, and in fact, we have it to where the kids, some of the people come that were kids now bring their kids. We do our Bunny in the Park every year for the children.
Yeah.
And because the same thing, I think it's important to give back. But the reason I'm going with is we hand deliver a lot of them our invitations to Bunny in the Park. Mm-hmm. And the front door, what you just said, I think people don't realize it, especially in Southland, because they always come in the rear, in
right,
the garages.
Right, right, right.
Go check your own front
that's
door.
Because
right. we knock on the door and we say, hey, you know, please bring your kiddos there. The front doors, they're cobwebs all over them. They're dirty. They're nasty looking because they never use them. Check your front door.
Look your at your front doors. Door.
A lot of them are horrible just because they never use them.
And not only your front door, but also, I've got a note here where I kind of recommend you get a friend or somebody that you trust or that you like to go with you and stand in front of your house and say, what do you see? Because you get used to looking at the same thing all the time, and you don't really notice that the hose is not on a hose reel, that it's coiled up in the front there, that maybe that could be neatened up a little bit. You know, maybe you've got a porch or some kind of an area where you could put some nice furniture with a pot and a plant and make it look nice so that it invites people to your front door. Maybe you could put a wreath on your door to invite somebody in.
I like those pots y'all have that the hoses go in.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Those are very nice.
Exactly right.
Slick.
And they look nice in the front of your house. And that way you don't see that hose there. You might have some shrubbery or bushes that maybe they need to be pruned or cleaned up around. And we've got all the tools that you might need. Where we even, if you have big trees that might need to be trimmed or bushes, guess what we have?
Steel equipment.
The best.
And not only that, but me as being a certified silver technician, I mean, if you have steel equipment, you need it worked on, you have options. So bring your steel equipment in, get it tuned up. And if you also just, if it's old, worn out, I mean, we can get you into what you need so you can get your yard looking great.
Okay, you just said something. I just learned something. Y'all work on the steel equipment?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, I bet you a lot of people do not, folks, listening to our radio show, folks, people, I promise you, people do not know that.
I didn't realize what a big deal a steel equipment was until I started working at Westlake.
Well, it's
when
the best.
When people buy that equipment, they actually get registered. Right?
Yeah, we register. A lot of the equipment comes with an amazing manufacturer warranty. I mean, it just goes simple show that, I mean, there's some people that bring in their equipment that have had it 10, 15 years, and guess what? We're just doing a routine maintenance on it, cleaning air filter, changing spark plug, and it's worked perfect for them for over 10 years. So, I mean, really, when you look at it, it is the last purchase that you have to do for your yard. I mean, you're not buying equipment, throwing it away every other season and constantly replacing and spending all that unnecessary money.
Do you know what's ironic in your saying this is there's two things, and I don't know if y'all sell this other product or not, but I'm just going to tell you why I think they're the best two for yard equipment. And when you're selling a house and you take the man of the house that does his own yard, he'll go to the garage, he's showing his garage, and you know what I'm talking about? That's my Honda lawnmower, mm-hmm. and that's my steel chainsaw and my mm-hmm. steel weed eater.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the best. They got,
oh, yeah.
Because they don't wear out, they just work. Those two products, everybody that owns one is so proud of their Honda lawnmower and their steel equipment.
And I believe we're having a sale right now on our steel equipment.
With steel chainsaws, I've had one since I was a teenager.
Oh yeah, they're great. They're workhorses.
And they don't.
And they last. I mean, like some people say, I mean, you wouldn't keep your Ferrari dirty and messed up. I mean, you're gonna, if you treat it nice and treat it right, it's definitely gonna take care of you.
But y'all actually work on them in the store.
Yeah, in store. You come by, you drop it off, we take a look at it, diagnose it, we give you a call almost same day to let you know what's going on, whether we need to order parts or we have parts in store to get you on your way.
And speaking of that, guess what else we do that a lot of people don't know? We actually have what we call a cut shop. Let's say that in front of your front door, you've got a screen or whatever. We've got a gentleman that can redo your screens for you at a very reasonable price, or we can replace glass. We cut glass, plexiglass, and regular glass as well.
Single pane glass.
So we do a lot of things that a lot of people don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people are unaware. And also a lot of people are like, well, I never thought about going to Westlake to, you know, even think about doing that because the box stores don't do it. Where am I going to get it done? And all they have to do is just drop by and ask a couple questions, and we're right on top of it.
Yep.
Not lawnmower repair, though.
Oh, no. All we work on is steel equipment.
So, wow.
Solely
that,
all
but
steel
that's
equipment.
Great to know right there, because, I mean, that is awesome.
And, you know, other things that I was thinking about.
Well, I got to do one thing. Okay. We got to take a quick commercial break.
Do it.
We'll be right back. Hold on, folks.
Make
this
some
is good
money.
Information. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Folks, did I not tell you? Listen in. Are these guys not giving us some great stuff? You know how to save 10% right off the bat if you have a business here in town. That right there will save you a ton of money right there. Hey, the steel and steel products, they're more expensive. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, and we were talking on that back a long million years ago when I used to get a lot of firewood because we had the ranch in Sonora, we still do. But mm-hmm. And I still remember my first one when I was a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. Had my little dove, which is Sears. Because mm-hmm. it was cheap, mm-hmm. and we burnt that saw up in about a quart of wood.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It really wasn't that cheap a saw. Saved up my money, bought a steel, and I still have that chainsaw. And I think I bought it when I was 18 years old, and I'm 58. So I've had it 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that tells you something.
Yeah.
So y'all work on them.
Yeah. We service them, and we work on them.
Oh, we totally got off track.
Yes,
let's
you
get,
did.
Let's totally get back to, let's curb appeal. We got to get back to curb appeal.
Well, in my mind, I'm visualing the front of a house, and if the listeners would do that also, you probably got some kind of flower beds or something there. Maybe you need to put some new mulch there. That's a quick and easy fix to put some decorative mulch in there, maybe a piece of statuary, although there was a school of thought about not taking away from the front door, but maybe you have a little niche or something where you can put some statuary. We have that as well. Maybe you have a mailbox outside your house. You know, maybe that battered, beaten up one, maybe that needs to be replaced so that when they pull up to your front front yard, they'll see a nice mailbox. And all of that shows pride of ownership, which is so important to get people in the front door, which is ultimately what you want to do. But I really recommend looking at your house with a critical eye.
Well, and y'all have the curbing, or not curbing, the edging.
We have the edging, and we have it in plastic, and we also have it in stone and brick, and all of that.
I mean, we have lots of options. There's lots of things. I mean, if you ever feel like that you're just down and you don't have any ideas, one thing to do, and I know it you kind of feel like you're cheating a little bit, is get on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's a great thing.
You can find great ideas. I couldn't tell you how many people come in and they show us pictures of before and after of their house, and they just did something small.
That's right.
It was cheap, and it made a really big difference.
Big impact. That's right. And you want your house to stand out from everybody else's as well. So you want to do something, you know, unique and personal to yourself, but you want to make it look fresh and clean. And somebody goes, wow, I really want to go inside that house. I want to see what it looks like on the inside.
He's not saying paint it pink by standout.
No. No. Yeah. Although there is a pink house around the corner from me, and it does stand out.
Yeah, that's not what he's talking about, though.
No.
Yeah, I'll never forget this, and I know they moved a long, long time ago, but I said, no, we've got to get this house painted. We've got to get it sharp. We've got it looking good. And sweet, sweet, young couple. What's the blue? Navy, I call it marine blue.
Uh-huh.
That's the trim they painted it.
Oh,
it stood out all right.
Uh-huh. That's lovely.
And I said, oh my God. Well, they painted it. They took my advice, but that's not what we want.
Hey, don't worry. Something like that, it'll look great for my house.
Yeah. I said, oh no.
But one of the last things is maybe some of the irrigation system in your yard, if you have it, maybe it's not quite working properly. Maybe your lawn isn't quite as green as you think it should be. And that's another thing. You know, we've got all the sprinklers by Rainbird and Orbit that you can get with everything, and soaker hoses if you want that.
Residential stuff.
And not to mention fertilizer for your lawn and grass seed and all of that as well. So we pretty much cover anything that anybody might need inside and outside their home.